Good morning. Welcome to the stream, guys. It's been a while since I've been here for Morning Motivation. How are you doing? And let's go ahead and get started, I guess. Welcome to the stream. It's been a little while since I'm here. I'm going to explain. But for those of you who have not been here before, my name is Mark. And I like to do this little thing called Morning Motivation. It's not necessarily, I'm not a motivational speaker. But what I like to do is provide a nice place to, I like to get up early in the morning and try to get some of my goals set and things like that. And I think an early start to the day is just a good way to go. And a little bit of self-reflection, a little bit of looking into what happened the other day, you know, what we're thinking about, going over, you know, things in our mind, letting things out. I just figured it'd be a good place for people to gather together of a similar mindset and try to start the day off good. So welcome. I've been gone for a little while. Hope everybody's doing good. Well, first of all, let's talk about where I've been. A lot of things have happened since I've been gone, and then a lot of things are going to happen on my return, but really I wanted to talk to you guys about where I've been and why I left and why I'm back now. Let's talk about where I went. So I started uploading, you know, Wednesdays and Saturdays. You know, I was live streaming gaming content on YouTube, and it was going well. Like, I think the reason why I moved my gaming content over here to YouTube is because I realized the opportunity was there for me to get some watch time through gaming streams, and it worked. It gave me a good chunk of watch time. It really did. Maybe not as fast as I wanted it, but it still gave me a good chunk of watch time, you know. And one thing I realized is that video games, while I need them in my life because they, you know, they give me a chance to cool down and chill and stuff like that, video games also distract me from life. You know, they also distract me from what's going on and the things that I need to do. And I need a healthy balance of video games and work and YouTube and all that stuff. So I took a little time for my mental health to make sure that I was doing what I needed to do to hold myself accountable later for what I get done and what I don't get done. My ADHD was running rampant, just going crazy, and I just fixed it by playing games whenever I could, whenever I felt overwhelmed. But I found this channel called How to ADHD, and it changed my life. Moving my Twitch channel over to YouTube, what that did was it put everything in the same place, and it gave me some watch time over here on YouTube for that monetization goal. But what it also did was, is, you know, gaming kind of took over much more than I wanted it to. So I decided I needed to, you know, first of all, learn more about my ADHD so that I can get on top of it and not deal with the constant depression, the constant setbacks that I face with it. Zorgon Gamer, what's up, dude? But it really constantly just made me feel, you know, depressed or just not in a good mood, not able to operate, not able to do things. But me learning about my ADHD, it made me feel better about myself as a person. It made me not feel so like just a failure, you know, to learn why certain things are so hard for me, to learn why things are, you know, slower going with me, or even faster with me, you know. To learn about it was, knowledge is power, man, and it truly is. It really helped me out to know a little bit more about my situation to be able to deal with it. So I've got journals here. Okay, I've got, whoa, what is that? What is all that stuff on there? Dust. Okay, I've got a planner, right? Daily planner, and look at that. You guys saw, I think in one of the last videos, it's called Something Has to Change. Something Has to Change. Go check that out if you guys like. I'll leave the link in the description. But I went and bought this daily planner, and I actually started using it. You see here, I've actually got pages, stuff that I was writing down and using for every individual day, the calendar and stuff like that. I've got my daily journal that I write in. Actually, these are ideas and stuff, I think. No, yeah, look. If we fast forward here, got some journal entries here, stuff like that. Stuff to making it better, you know? We back to Gaming Streams on Twitch. For any of you guys who are wondering, I am returning to Gaming Streams, but I will be gaming on Twitch, and we're gonna get to that. I'm not there yet. So I brought all of my streams over to, I got another one here. Brought all of my streams over to YouTube, and like I said, I needed to figure out what was going on with my ADHD, because it was making things hard for me every day. I get depressed, I get sad, or whatever, I get upset. And it was just really hard for me to get going, you know, to make things happen. So at the end of the day, what I decided was is that a little bit less gaming and a little bit more trying to figure out what's gonna sustain me here on YouTube and all these other platforms. I need to make money online. I need to make money in some way. I need to make money, period. I've tried a couple different things. I've been doing this thing where I'm flipping cell phones, and that's been going decent for me. But I need other things to supplement it so that I can be here to do more things for you guys or with you guys and stuff like that. So that's where I've been, figuring out my ADHD, figuring out everything, and I'm ready to come back and be here with you guys. Now, those of you who have been with me for some time know that, man, I go on some long hiatuses, and sometimes I come back, I stay gone. It's craziness. But I'm really trying to practice consistency here. And we're not going to talk about it too much, because I'm going to do what I can do. And just the same way I didn't announce these streams or anything like that, I didn't announce my streams coming back, I didn't announce my videos coming back, because I think it's much better for me to do things, you know, with action instead of just saying it, doing things with action, because I'm quite an impulsive person with my ADHD. I get ideas in my head, and sometimes I want to jump at them immediately. Sometimes I am like ready to go, and then the next day it can be the complete opposite. Maybe my mind changed, maybe something happened that helped me think about it differently. I don't know. But I don't like to let you guys down. I don't like to, I hate, that's part of me that I really want to change, that I'm really trying to fight to understand, is, you know, when I want to do things, how can I maximize, how can I not disappoint people? More so, how can I not let people down by, you know, getting excited about something, and everybody's excitement and attention doesn't shift as fast as mine does sometimes. So it's like lightning speed that my attention shifts. So I'm trying to do my best to show you guys my actions as opposed to, you know, what I want to do or what I'm thinking about, because my actions are out there, that, you know, once I'm doing it, I'm doing it, and you can rely on it because it's there, instead of relying on me saying something and then holding to what I'm saying. You know, actions speak louder than words, and I think I plan to make my actions a lot louder as of recent. This stream is sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends. Not quite. But how you been doing, Scroll? Zorgon Gamer, hope you guys are good. Yeah, so we're here, and I think a good start to the stream or this topic is, you know, self-awareness is key. A lot of people are trying to figure out what... Sometimes people are trying to figure out what self-awareness is, how to be self-aware, and really it's one of those things that's very hard to teach. You can't, it's difficult to teach. It's one of those things that happens. Even if you teach it, it's one of those things that you get it when you get it. You know what I mean? Like, once it happens, you get it. You can tell somebody till your face turns blue all about it, but that doesn't mean that they understand. Self-awareness is just being able to know yourself, why you do certain things, the ability to recognize when you're in a certain mood, the ability to recognize what is going on inside of you, what may be causing you to act a certain way, what's different, what, you know, knowing who you are enough to know when something changes or when something's off. All the time, sometimes we'll get mad about something, or maybe, you know, I think a common thing is people will get mad at someone. They don't really, subconsciously they're mad at someone, so they give them some type of attitude. Maybe someone comes home late and you expected them home at a certain time, so subconsciously you start being a little rude, like giving little jabs at them, like, oh, you come home late again, you know, or a little undertone of frustration. Or maybe you don't say anything at all, but you got this look on your face, you're just not as jovial as you usually are. You know, being part of being self-aware is recognizing A, what made you upset, B, why you're reacting that way, and if you truly want to react that way now that you're aware of it. You know, and that's really hard to do sometimes, because a lot of times we just react with our emotions, we just react with whatever's happening as it's happening. You know, and it's hard to be self-aware in the moment, but that's what takes practice, is catching it in the moment. Mark, ain't it like 5 a.m. for you? What you up so early? Missed you, dude. Hey, Shells, I missed you too. It's been a long time. Welcome back to the stream. It is. It's 6. It's 6:15 for me right now. I woke up at 4, worked out with Dea, got ready for the day, then hopped on stream with you guys. But welcome to the stream, Shells. It's nice to see you again. Man, self-awareness is rough sometimes, because not knowing why you are upset about something, not knowing why, you know, let me tie this back into why I left and stuff like that a little better. I was getting depressed and I was unmotivated. I was having a hard time making videos, having a hard time being positive, having a hard time just being here, enjoying the games and the things that I know I enjoy, that I love. And I had to figure out why. You know, I had to figure, I'm tired of being victim to my attitude, how I wake up. I'm tired of being victim to how much motivation I have that day. You know, and I really wanted to know why, what was bothering me? Why is my ADHD so hard to deal with? Why is all these things, you know, why do I feel so afflicted, you know? So I started learning about ADHD, and what that allowed me to do is figure out why I did some of the things I did. For instance, you know, ADHD minds are really low on that dopamine, that feel good chemical. Like, it just, your brain just doesn't, it takes a lot more to jumpstart that dopamine release. And what my mind has been doing is looking for that dopamine release anywhere I can find it. Meaning, if I had a good time streaming, I was getting that dopamine from it. And then after a little while, I get that dopamine from a game. And then after a little while, I get that dopamine from drawing. And then after a little while, I get that dopamine from doing something else. I was just looking for that dopamine release. And now I know that I can structure my day a little bit better to help get steady amounts of dopamine. That way I can stay on track with the things that I, you know, the goals and the things that I want to accomplish. And so just understanding that little bit, just understanding anything about ADHD, it made me so much more powerful throughout the day, because I know what I can do to keep myself on track and keep myself going, you know. What's up, Mark? Elad McKinnon, what's up, dude? How you doing? Welcome to the stream. If you're new, take a look down below the links. I hope you guys are having a good day. Just talking about a little bit of self-awareness here, you know. It's hard sometimes. Sorry, Mark, gotta go. It's time for dinner. Dinner? I just woke up. Have a good dinner, Scroll. I hope you have a good night as well. Sleep well, and I'll be back here tomorrow. So what's morning motivation for me is nighttime motivation for you, or just plain motivation, so. Honestly, we're going to do this the same way. I think that we're going to start this first week. Our morning motivations are going to be 30 minutes long. And as time goes on, if we feel like we have some content to fill it up, we'll fill it up with more time. I'm hoping that we can get Comga on the line next week. Or not next week, but Friday. I'm hoping for a guest every Friday. One person to talk to. One person to share their ideas and what they think. You know, this week I think I'm going to talk a lot about self-awareness. It's important, and it's something that I think a lot of people struggle with. It takes a lot of practice, takes a lot of mindfulness to be able to do. And I'm hoping that this week I can talk about it, and then On Friday, we can get Kamga's perspective. Me and Kamga can talk about it a little bit and see what Kamga thinks about it. And then as time goes on, we can get more guests, more insight on things. Hopefully we can, you know, we can reach all the way to the top and eventually get somebody like Gary Vee. But we're going to keep doing these live streams where we sit down, talk with each other. And honestly, eventually, what this stream has been for a long time is just me talking and people listening. But what I'd like for it to be is, you know, an open forum of conversation where someone's like, this is what self-awareness is to me. You know, this is how I practice self-awareness, you know, and then we talk about it so that other people can maybe benefit from it. So if you have any ideas of self-awareness, of how you practice self-awareness, or maybe you need to practice self-awareness, sometimes that's, hell, that's practicing self-awareness right there. Just knowing, just realizing that you need to practice it. So how are you guys with self-awareness? How do you feel about it? And where do you feel like you're at it? Do you feel like you need practice, or is it something that you're pretty good at this point? And if you feel like you're pretty good at it, what methods do you use to do so? Or is it just natural? You know, sometimes it is. I got terrible self-awareness. Sometimes I'd be getting mad at someone without even knowing why I'm mad. I just freak out. Shells, hey man, that's a struggle for everybody sometimes. It's never until afterwards that I realize it was unnecessary. You know what, Shells? I think that's a common thing for a lot of people. You know, you get mad about things and you freak out, but you a few times you actually know what's going on. You're mad. You're outwardly on the surface. You're mad about you didn't put the plates away. You didn't put the dishes away, and you freak out. You know, you get so angry about it because you're like, I don't want the dishes put away. But realistically, what you're getting, but maybe instead of that, because you're not self-aware, you don't realize that I'm mad that you have been distracted all day. You've been distracted all day. You haven't been paying attention to me. You haven't given me any love. You haven't given me any attention. And so your mind subconsciously decides to get mad about the dishes that weren't put away. You know, sometimes, or maybe you haven't eaten. That's a better one. I think that's more in line with self-awareness. So many times I've gotten angry or frustrated, or I realize that I'm pissy because I don't know why. I'm just in a bad mood and I'm talking bad to Dea, or I'm yelling at her every now and again, or like, you know, giving her shit all day. And then I realize, fuck, I need to eat. Or damn, I'm really tired. Or maybe my meds have, maybe I need to take my meds. Being self-aware means sometimes admitting that you're a dumbass, or admitting that you're wrong, admitting that, you know, maybe you went overboard. And I think it's on us to be self-aware enough to recognize, even if it's afterwards, sometimes it's afterwards, but you have to make that right afterwards. You have to do something about it to say, look, I didn't mean to do that. This is what's going on. And then talk about the real issue. That's the key right there. Be self-aware enough to realize what's going on after, at least afterwards, and then be proactive enough to talk about the real issue, you know, once you realize what it is. So Mark, how you doing, bro? Moto XJ, what's up, man? Well, welcome to the stream. I'm glad you made it in. It's nice to see you, man. Moto XJ has been with me for a long ass time, dude. And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the support, the continued support. And I see you, your pictures on Instagram and everything. I'm following you. So thanks, man. I appreciate you. Everybody else as well. Nice t-shirt. Thank you. I'm self-aware of my problems, but I struggle to fix them. I think that's a lot of what people deal with, is they know what's wrong, they know what the problems are that they have, but they struggle, and it seems like a never-ending struggle to fix those issues. Sometimes I think that requires a deeper level of self-awareness. If you're struggling to fix the issues that you have, I think that means that you can dig a little deeper into self-awareness. I mean, you can tell me if you think differently. That's totally fine. I would love to hear a different opinion. But I just feel like sometimes knowing the problems, you know, that's half the battle. The other half of the battle is knowing how you deal with those issues, or how you can deal with those issues. Being self-aware, maybe what causes those issues, you know? Knowing your problems isn't always the same as knowing what causes them or what the root issue is. Sometimes your problems are just a manifestation of a deeper rooted issue, a deeper rooted, you know, a lot of people go back to childhood and stuff like that. But, you know, that's kind of where some things start. But knowing your issues is half the battle. So, I mean, hell, congratulations if you know your problems. Fixing them is another half of the battle. And that's going out and being proactive about, you know, talking about your issues and actively facing them. It's much easier said than done. But, you know, at the end of the day, it has to be done. So, you know, hard, easy, medium, difficulty, whatever it is, we all got to deal with our issues. So it doesn't stop us from that pursuit of figuring out why our issues are there, you know, what causes them and what we can do to make them better, you know. Honestly, hey, look at that. You know, what I realized? My stupid chat things. Streamlabs gets so confused sometimes. Streamlabs is stupid, you know, but I don't want to stick to nothing. I don't want to switch to nothing else. I like Streamlabs better than Stream Elements and stuff like that. But anyways, I hope you guys are having a good day. You know, practice self-awareness. I think if I can leave you guys with something today, let's talk about how to be how to practice self-awareness. And just as a little thing, you know, what I do sometimes is if I find myself that I'm getting angry at specific things, getting angry at specific times, or, you know, whatever it may be, if I feel like, you know, I can do something about, you know, how often I'm getting angry, or maybe it's just a specific thing that's just really getting to me, thinking deeper into, okay, well, I got mad at this time. Why was I mad? And then you sift through all these reasons. It's really hard. Sometimes it's hard to just be honest with yourself, you know, and that takes practice as well. But you got to say, okay, what made me mad? You know, did I eat today? Did I get good sleep? You know, a lot of times you have to figure out what the day looks like for you. Retrace your steps throughout the day. You know, did I drink enough water? Did I drink enough food? Have I been working for a long time? You know, have I done anything? Is there something that someone did to me that made me upset? You know, making sure, reassessing, like, am I as mad as I think I am? Or am I mad at what I think I'm mad at? Or am I just plain old angry? You know, like, sometimes it's overboard and you realize it, especially when someone else is confused. Like, if someone else is not ready for it, you catch them off guard or they're confused, that's a good indication that maybe something's going on, or maybe you need to make an adjustment. Maybe you need to figure out what exactly is bothering you, because, you know, if you got all upset about something that has nothing to do with the actual issue, and then the person you're getting upset with is like kind of confused or caught off guard or something like that, sometimes it could just be them being a jackass and not realizing that they did something wrong. But sometimes it could be you overreacting, or maybe just reacting oddly to something. And that's a good time to stop and figure out, okay, what is actually bothering me? What is actually making me mad? Did I eat today? Did I sleep today? Did I get enough water? Blah, blah, blah. Because all those things have an effect on how you move about your day, you know. So self-awareness, that's the first talk about it. I really just wanted to get on here and tell you guys why I've been gone, where I've been, and just get you ready for what's happening throughout the rest of this week. The rest of this week, we are going to talk about self-awareness, but some narrowed down topics. I got some topics to cover throughout this week. I got three more, because then, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll talk about those three subtopics of self-awareness. And then on Friday, we'll talk to Kamga, I haven't even told Kamga yet, but I think he's going to be okay. I think he's more than ready to jump into another live stream or podcast. Just as a quick reminder, or just quick update, me and Kamga, if you guys don't know who he is, check my channel out. I've done a couple live streams with him. I've hung out with him before. But Kamga Chasa, he's my friend from Cameroon, and he's here in Colorado in the States now. And he's on the same path as I am, just trying to make his way in the world of social media and YouTube, and we're working on some things together, and I think you guys can be excited for what we have together. We're going to be recording a podcast, a separate podcast from this one. It's going to be its own thing. It's going to have its own channel. It's going to have its own podcast listing and everything like that. So I cannot wait for you guys to get to that. I think that me and him together is going to be just... it's going to be a lot of fun. And if it's not going to be fun for anybody else, it's going to be a great fun for us. Podcast is going to be called Same Difference. So be on the lookout for that. And join us. I'll have a link in the description. As soon as we create those accounts, we'll be creating those accounts today. We're going to record a few episodes. And then once we record those episodes, once we have a couple of them, we'll start posting them and then start doing them live. But we'd like to have a few episodes that you guys can go back to. Like when we start doing it live, we'd like to have some episodes done so you guys can go back and listen to some and hear some of the stuff that we're doing already. And man, I think it's gonna be fun. So make sure you join us for that. We're gonna be here Monday through Friday for morning motivation. I'm gonna be here at 6 a.m. Most likely 6 a.m. every morning. I might change it if my morning routine schedule changes or something like that. But I'm thinking 6 a.m. is a good time, at least for me. So, anybody who was here today, Shells, Rotary Boy, Naomi, Zorgon, Scroll, MotoXJ, Delusional Maniac, all of you guys who were here today, I really appreciate you just showing up, saying hi, watching and viewing and stuff like that. I am going to get out of here for now. And gaming streams, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday on Twitch. They're back on Twitch. I'm going to get my watch time here on YouTube through morning motivation streams and anything else we do. And then I'm going back to Twitch for gaming. It just makes a little bit more sense. I got to try things out here on YouTube the way that I wanted to. So I was happy with the results. I just think that I can go back to doing things the normal way to not confuse you guys as an audience. You know, we got gaming, we got self-development, we've got drawing and all this random shit on the channel. So let's clean things up a little bit. Let's get some vlogs going, whatever I want, Wednesday on the YouTube channel, morning motivation. And then we throw all the games on Twitch, and I'm going to be reviving. You know what? I'm not even going to talk about that. Shells, nice to see you again, Mark. Podcast sounds awesome. Sweet. I hope to see you guys there. And if you guys would like to listen to this, maybe you didn't get to hear the whole thing, maybe the live stream is a little much to be able to watch every day, I am going to be uploading this. So by tomorrow, this very podcast that we just did, this live stream that we just did, is going to be available via podcast in the links down below. So you guys can be able to listen to it in your ear holes. If you go to work, if you go to school, maybe you're just hanging out around the house, you just want to listen to some music and nice talking about whatever we're talking about, you know. But it will be available via podcast, and then I'll be doing my best to upload the highlights of the podcast here on the channel. So thanks again. Shells, you have a great day. MotoXJ, Delusional Maniac, everybody, you guys have a great day. And I will see you tomorrow again for another stream. Take it easy. Peace.